Today's gospel should be very familiar to us. It is something that we repeat and refer to at every single Mass at the sign of peace. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, I leave you peace, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and grant us peace in the unity of your kingdom, where you live forever and ever. So here in John's Gospel we have the origins of that. Jesus at the Last Supper saying to his disciples, peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. And what we need to realize here, as in the Mass, that this gift of peace is not some wishful thinking for some far future time, but something which is actually fulfilled when we hear it. Jesus' words at the Last Supper are the words which create a new community, which create a new reality in the world, the reality of the disciples, the reality of the community of grace, the reality of the church, the reality of us being in that church. And it creates a reality. Jesus' words do not create a wish, some far distant goal that we cannot reach. It creates a reality. And it is so beautifully shown in the liturgy. I know there have been some arguments about whether or not the sign of peace should be shifted to agree more with the text in Matthew's Gospel, that if you have anything against your brother, as you come to the altar, leave your gift at the altar and go and be reconciled first with your brother. Those are Jesus' words. But those are the words of reconciliation. Here, Jesus is giving us peace. And that is an entirely different thing. When we give the sign of peace to each other just after invoking this reality, it is in fact the first moment in which we start living that reality. After the prayer for peace, the priest says, and may peace be with you. And we answer in return. And then we can be invited to share with one another that sign of peace. That sign that the reality is real among us. And that doesn't matter whether we love or hate the person we are greeting. We are greeting them because we are Christians, because we live in the reality of peace, because at least for one moment in our lives, our reality, our lived reality, can be conformed to the reality that Christ has given to us. You see, our problem is we don't live in the real world half the time. One half of the time we're living in the past, licking our wounds, digging them, scratching them deeper. And the other half of our lives is spent in some future place, in some place of our wish fulfillment. Which means, of course, that we miss out on all the gifts we receive right here and right now, without ambiguity, and with the total reality of Christ and the gift of Christ. For me, this reality that the liturgy betokens was very clear a few years ago at the funeral rites surrounding the burial of John Paul II of blessed memory. If you remember, there was a huge stir when Robert Mugabe, who was present, turned and gave the sign of peace to Tony Blair, who was also present. And of course, the media made great political capital out of this. How can this happen, when those two, of course, were very far from being peaceful with one another? How can it happen? It can happen because peace is the reality that Christ gives us. At every Mass, we are reminded of this present reality, a creative reality, making something new in our lives. At many Masses we are given the opportunity, through the priest's invitation, to extend that peace as a sign to one another, to acknowledge that whatever we felt before this moment, we now live in that grace which can greet each other with love. And naturally, it is in this assurance that we turn to receive communion. And that gift of peace has another effect. For after the Lamb of God and the fractioning of the sacred body of Christ, after that, the host is held up to us, the fractured host, the broken Christ, the sacrificed Lamb, is held up to us, and we are invited to the supper of the Blessed, to the banquet of heaven itself, in fact. And we respond, first turning to our unworthiness, and then to our confidence in Christ. Say but the word, and I shall be healed. And what is the word that Jesus says? It is the word spoken through the church, spoken through the priest as we come up for communion, the body of Christ. And that word, the word of God, the word made flesh, is our healing, is the preparing of our souls to live in the reality of the peace of Christ, not only for all time, but in the life of the world to come. That gift and that hope of peace is not some vague future wish. It is that reality that Christ hands to his disciples at every Last Supper, at every banquet of the Lamb, at every high point of our worship, when he again is present and is speaking to us, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you, a peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you." Amen.